Hang on, let me say it more clearly. Avoid coronavirus. Listen to podcasts. Specifically, Trailer Junkies Podcast.
On BitCast FM.
I'm sorry, I didn't
on BitCast that. FM. There, I'll cut that in. That's your advertisement. I'll cut it all together, and we just got it. I'll make it like a little bit you could do, and it'll just say, like, you know, avoid coronavirus by listening to podcasts. I'm BitCast FM.
I love it.
Boom. We just got it. There it is. There's the drop.
In a world where you only have trailers and posters to judge a movie, Jim and Ted strike out to answer the age-old question, will you see it?
Hello, Ted. It's episode 109, right before 110, and we have the ladies with us tonight.
Yes.
So what do you say about that? Impromptu.
Impromptu.
Woot woot.
Earlier today, Ann gave us the trailers for this evening.
I was slacking on my producer obligations for the show.
Well, Ann functions so often behind the scenes that I often ask myself, why am I talking to you? So at least I got your wife on this week.
And I'm just here.
Well, and I was going to say that your wife got my wife on, so I guess it's the four husband-wife team kind of a duo, quadruple. I don't, what?
It's the quarantine show.
The quarantine.
Speaking of that, so we have bad beer virus going around.
I would, if it was Corona Extra Gold, I would never catch it.
I've never had a Corona beer in my life, not gonna lie.
Well, so you have no immunities.
Zero.
School suspended, all the closings are going on. I still have to work. All the kids are off. I don't know. What do you guys make? I mean, I hear your kids are out of school. Disneyland's closed. I mean, the whole place is, you can't spell pandemic without panic.
All I know is that Audrey came to the car to this afternoon in tears. She wasn't going to see her friends for 2 weeks.
Oh no!
So your schools are closed for 2 weeks?
We don't know yet. So
a minimum.
They're going to reassess in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
And I said, do you cry at summer vacation? No. Do you cry at Christmas break? No. Do you cry at spring break? No. I said, here's a novel concept. You can actually turn your phone into a device where you can hear people's voices on the other side, like they did in the old days. Hence, pick up the phone and call someone.
You know, the funny thing about it, though, so the boys call grandma and grandma calls the boys, and they sit there and they can't figure out FaceTime.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, why not just talk on the phone like civilized people do?
Right.
And my mother is like 74 or whatever she is, and it's like the boys and her can't go without FaceTime. So they got to sit there and like navigate like why the video won't work. It's like, just talk on the phone like people did for like a century.
Exactly.
But this old lady can't talk on the phone because she's too spoiled like the kids.
I wish I was there to see this.
Oh, it's so aggravating. But hey, before we get any further, I know we have a Prosecco drinker tonight. And then three beer drinkers, and me and Clarissa have one each that's the same. And what do you have, Ted? Go first.
Okay. So I have a beer to challenge last week's beer.
Wait, challenge mine or challenge yours?
Challenge your last week beer. You had...
You beat us then, because we're...
I'm only 16%, yeah. So I went to Handy Market, and Ann said, you better stock up in case we can't leave the house. So I bought...
That's what I said. Everybody's getting their toilet paper. You make a run on Handy Market. We're all good.
That's right. He went to Handy Market and bought a bunch of beer.
And by bunch of beer, I bought six singles.
To some people, that's a bunch. To others, not so much.
Well, if they're 17%, I think it's a bunch. This is like a case.
Definitely.
A six pack in itself.
Yeah, and you said it was like, instead of like, what did I spend? Like 38 bucks? You spent like six?
I spent $5.99, so $6.30 and change for with the tax. So here, let me crack this up and see how alcoholic it is.
I'm curious, like, how boozy it is. And what's the style? It
looks beautiful.
Oh, my God. It looks like tar.
It's like black. Look at it. Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, nice. It looks rich and creamy.
That. That's gonna
it's coming out in clumps.
All right. That's a little gross.
It is. So the style, I'll read the style to you here. Imperial stout with milk sugars, honey, Tahitian vanilla and cacao.
I'll give you, you know what? Hey, I'll give you a week's lag. Yeah, okay, you beat me. So this week we have a Sierra Nevada limited edition 40th anniversary. I didn't know they started in 1980, and 1980 is 40 years ago. Like, man, it feels like I feel so old. But this is what is it? It's a hoppy anniversary ale. Hey, hoppy anniversary.
Nice. Show us that label.
What is it? A 6%. And I don't know. Let's see how this is. There you go, Clarissa. Open up. So, Ted, while I'm pouring, give us some tasting notes on your, what is it? 17%er of?
17%er. It's called Nightmare.
Nightmare?
It is beautifully balanced.
Wait, it's called Nightmare? Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Nightmare.
Look at that, Nightmare.
So what do you mean beautifully balanced? Like you don't taste the booze in it?
Yeah, the booze are very well hidden.
Is it chocolatey? Like you said, there's cacao.
It is like a beautiful dark chocolate.
Oh, my God. You're going to get in trouble with that thing.
Definitely in trouble.
Wait, I said tomorrow morning is the first time in a long time we don't have to wake up and be somewhere. So he can drink that, and we can all sleep in.
You know, I love when you don't have to be somewhere, but you know what? You're always somewhere.
Thanks, Winnie the Pooh.
Nice.
Excuse me. Here is another side to that, Winnie the Pooh, is that our children can get their own breakfast now. Yours still need your assistance.
Very much so.
Can't do's and won't do's are two very different things.
Right.
So how was your week this week? I mean, like I said, ours is pretty much just our typical training, like I've been talking, and bad beer virus is keeping kids out of school now. You know.
Keeping my facility is going to be going on lockdown on Monday. No visitors whatsoever.
Are you going to be locked in or locked out?
Locked in, no visitors, and we get to be funneled through one door.
Yuck.
Exciting stuff.
Man, like I said, man, you can't spell pandemic without panic. So how was your guys' week?
Oh, and before we do that, Anne has been drinking Prosecco while I was getting my...
Oh, yeah, I did mention that. You're right. But she didn't give her tasting, though. Yeah. So go for it, Anne.
Light, airy, and crisp, the way I like it.
Okay.
And while I got a six-pack of these single tall boys, Anne got a six-pack of Prosecco.
Okay, so while we're speaking of beer viruses, I made a run to the big-named grocery store, and I said, oh, we should get some flour and baking goods in case Audrey wants to make some birthday bread.
Which one? What are you talking? Just use the store names.
Ralph's.
Okay.
and I thought to myself, oh, Jimmy and Clarissa gave these beautiful ingredients for bread. Let me go and buy some bread ingredients. So thankfully, I always pack my things as I want to purchase them in my bag because it would have looked very haphazard and crazy. And then while I'm standing in this mega long line in Ralph's, there's a table with things on sale. And me, the booze hound that I am, my eye is caught by all the booze that's on sale. And I'm like, ooh, look, I could sling together a six pack of whatever and get an extra 20%
off. 30%
off. 30. So people are watching me just load booze into my cart. They were like, are you buying any groceries? Best. And I'm like, oh, yeah, my husband was here last night, but he forgot the really important things. So I came home with a six pack of Prosecco.
Brilliant. Yeah, a teacher I work with wound up on the news last night. The local news channel was at a local grocery store. And so she's in the back of the line, you know, like putting her groceries onto the conveyor belt. And they catch her like putting up whatever food and everything. And they're talking about how toilet paper's out of stock or something. And I told her, I said, you know, you completely missed it. You should have just been loading bottles of whiskey on the conveyor belt, because that's what people need to see. None of this toilet paper.
Absolutely.
It's got to be whiskey. All right. So all this coronavirus talk, let's get into Sea Fever.
Exactly.
Okay, wait. So my question is, let's just jump right to the middle of the trailer. When that thing comes out of the water, what's coming out of the water in the shower? Because all you see are blood droplets on the guy's back.
You're reading my notes?
No, I'm just saying. Let's just jump to the chase. She says, oh, it's in the water. It's in the pipes. Everyone's going to be infected. With what? It's a squid. They're going to be infected with squid?
Can I just say, my question was, is the blood dripping on him or is the blood coming out of him?
Ah. Oh, see? Either way, where's that blood coming from?
That's what I just asked. Yeah.
Squid.
Hello?
Dude, I think the squid makes them into a squid.
The squid turned them into squids? Mm.
Exactly. They become what it is, and then they're the ones.
Well, it's just one more reason why I don't go in the water. I mean, I'm saying, like, I'm not a water guy.
You don't do water. You don't do scary movies. You don't put glass in your shoes. Nope. What do you do, Jimmy?
But Ted, does this give you like an A24 trailer vibe?
It does. It's missing something. To me,
from A24 or just in general?
In general, it's missing like a... Oh, God, I'm going to get myself in trouble if we know the trailer cutter. It's missing a level of sophistication, don't you think?
If I know the trailer... Oh, my God, we're done. We're done. They're never coming on our show again.
Okay, wait. Let's put a disclaimer. I picked this trailer. So any fault lies with me, not with Ted and Jim, the official trailer junkies.
Hey, not all trailers are good, and you got to review them whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. But, yeah, so I felt like this was... very simple, and I kept it in there because of the timeliness. It felt like an outbreak kind of movie.
So we need Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it like Contagion?
Yeah.
Is that dude Gwyneth Paltrow? Is he patient zero?
The squid is patient zero.
So he's patient one.
No, he's the source.
No, can I just say something? Because Outbreak is getting so much play right now, I am just personally offended by it. You know, before Me Too, there was a boys club that was known as Producers in Hollywood. And Linda Obst was a great female producer that produced Flashdance. But she also produced a movie called Hot Zone. And Hot Zone was crewing up, and it had its cast lined up, and everybody was signed up to create this movie off of this book called Hot Zone. And the producers of Outbreak decided that they wanted to do that same movie. And you know, there's a lot of times where multiple movies come up with the same topic at the same time, like Dante's Peak and Volcano came out at the same time. Instead of that, they mothballed her movie.
Ah.
They told the actors that if they acted in her movie, they wouldn't act in Hollywood again. So it was like this weird Harvey Weinstein kind of vibe where they're throwing it out there and saying, if you work in her movie, that you'll be blackballed from Hollywood. And she wrote a whole book about this called Hello, He Lied, about a story of this awful, awful treatment of a female producer in Hollywood. So Outbreak is getting tons of press right now, but all I can do is think about the movie that was never made.
That sucks.
So the movie that was never made, you're saying it's still mothballed?
Oh yeah, no. She had contracts with three or four top A-list actors, and they all just came up with other reasons that they couldn't do it.
Oh, wow.
So it's a great book. It's one of the first books I read when I moved to California.
The question I have about Sea Fever, so you're saying it's missing something.
It's missing it's not missing something. It's missing a level of sophistication. It's missing a complication or that extra piece. It's like the beers that we drink.
All right, I'm all ears. I'm listening.
If you drink a lager or a Corona, you know, when I was at the baby shower, I ordered a Sculpin IPA, and they brought me like a Bud Light. And she said, here's your Sculpin. And I took one sip of that thing, and I was like, this is not a Sculpin IPA. She goes, that's what it is. And I said, no, it's a Bud Light. I know what Bud Light tastes like, and I know what Sculpin I taste like.
You could just look at it and know the difference.
So this is the Bud Light of trailers to me.
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, and then when that thing's coming out of the wall, and it's like, it's almost like a vagina looking at you.
Oh my God.
You know?
Don't make me
so
spit
much
my
for
black
family
gold.
Friendly.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you're just like, and they're like, what is that? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's a vagina.
And then he sticks his finger in it.
Squishy, squishy.
Oh, let's get off this trailer before we get in trouble. This is a family show.
All right, so we're going to do the ebb and flow tonight. So Sea Fever, meh, I get the coronavirus link and tee-hee, I get it. It's funny, but I don't think it. Yeah, I agree with you. It's missing something. It tries to play the A24 vibe, I think, with like the music, the suspense, the Irish accent woman who's the doctor, you know, whatever that is. I don't know. But let's get into a super cool idea for a documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Which is Beastie Boys' story.
Oh, this
rocking
is so good.
Mike D to my dismay.
Is it super cool, though? In my opinion, anyway. Is it super cool that they do a documentary, or shall I say a rockumentary, where they walk out on stage and it's like a live as it happens documentary?
Oh, yeah. It's like stand up and it's directed by Mike Jones. What's his name?
Spike Jones.
This is some good beer.
Is he
already? Already, huh? It's already getting you?
No, well, he drank Prosecco with me earlier.
There you go.
And he said, oh, I have to stop drinking with you.
So are either of you or both of you fans of like rock band or like rock band, rap artist documentaries?
No, but I am a big Beastie Boys fan. Because when I moved back,
are you serious?
From Europe to America, the first song that I ever heard from Beastie Boys was Brass Monkey, That Funky Monkey Junkie.
Don't sing; we might have to pay royalties.
That's the best.
Oh, that's it. I just gave the title of the song.
Right, of course. Okay.
Anyway, so when that trailer dropped on my phone today, and I sent it. It was like, ooh, yeah, let's watch that. Because that would be my connection to the trailer is them.
What I like about rock band documentaries, so like I loved the Twisted Sister one that I saw on Netflix, right? And the thing about rock band documentaries is that they create this like persona while they're doing their, I don't know, Twisted Sister stuff as an example, that these guys are just like hooligans or something.
Yeah.
And the Beastie Boys are just like these like knuckleheaded, like from the streets of Brooklyn, whatever. But the thing that I come away with most importantly, I think, is that entertainers, and more specifically in this case with, I mean, I'm not talking about actors and stuff, but just with bands and so on, is, you know, even if you look at Prince and you look at all these entertainers, I mean, they're like highly intelligent. I mean, they're brilliant marketers. They're brilliant. They have brilliant business acumen, and they have like an amazing level of intelligence. that gets them to rise to the level of just like world domination in their particular realm of entertainment. I mean, it's incredible.
And I think that was what the trailer hooked me with the most. The way that they talked about their lack of rap talent and yet their desire to succeed overcame that.
Right, when he says rappers hold a piece of paper while they're rapping.
Yeah, and it's their desire, but it's also, I think they realized how off they were, and they adjusted, and they worked it, and they built it, and they just created this thing. They problem solved in a way to get themselves, like they said, I mean, they're on stage with Madonna and, you know, and all these people. I mean, it's incredible.
In real time. They adjusted in real time.
For sure. But I love how in the trailer they put Adam Yuck front and center of how the trailer is. It revolves around him.
Yes.
For the other two guys to say, if it wasn't for him, none of us would be here talking about him who's not here.
He was the glue. He was the inspiration.
Was he the lyric writer for all the songs?
I don't think so. I think they shared it.
What's awesome, too, is IMAX and Apple Plus. So you're going to be on stage with them.
Yeah, I know. It's. I think, to me, that's a little overkill.
You think so?
I think so.
I want to see Ted in the springy shoes, though.
Dude, those were awesome.
All I could think of was, like, if I put those on, I would break my neck.
So you guys have Apple TV Plus, or as I call it, like, A Plus. You going to watch the Beastie Boys story?
Are we going to watch it? Yes, we most likely will watch it separately. Because
it's on Apple TV.
Why separately?
Because it's on Apple TV and our schedules don't align.
But we can watch Apple TV in the bedroom now.
On the 49-incher.
Yeah, did you see my face now?
I saw your...
Well, Jimmy and Clarissa and the listening audience don't get to see my face.
Okay, 9 o'clock at night when you guys are at home, kids go to bed, how do you guys not have time aligned?
How do we not have time aligned? Well, because some days, Jimmy, like the other day for our children, I drove 70 miles in Los Angeles traffic for our children. And when I got home, I was beat. And you know that 70 miles in Los Angeles does not translate.
That's like 5 hours.
Yes, exactly.
Was it 4 hours, 5 hours?
And so that's why sometimes our times don't align, because he'll come home and be like, hey, let's do this. And I'm like, no. Or other days he'll come home and be like, dude, it was an emotionally taxing day in the office. And I'm like, oh, look, I made your favorite dinner. Let's like drink wine and watch movies. And he's like ready to pass out. So that's how we don't align.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
You know, living in LA, first world problems.
So from the Beastie Boys to Abraham. I guess Adam Yauch, you know, he's Jewish. Abe is like half Jewish. So I take a little bit of Romeo and Juliet from this.
Can I fist bump you, elbow bump you, toe tap you, whatever the new correct non-handshake is? I like...
So our social distancing, you're saying we're on Skype, so we're social distanced.
We're social distanced, but I like that you made the connection that I made in the trailers. The
Romeo and Juliet?
No, the Jewish connection. Oh. Oh my God, forget it. I take it back.
Oh, I was going to say, wow, I really hit on something there. So wait, what's that? What's the connection?
Well, that Abraham, Abe, as he likes to call himself, is... partially Jewish, but the Beastie Boys, they're all Jewish.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, so it was the Jewish connection.
I gotcha. Okay.
The Jewish, and you know it's Lent and almost soon to be Passover. I really like this because it's a young man finding himself. And
it's a coming-of-age story, for sure.
Absolutely. Definitely. Coming of age. And as we have our own girl coming of age, and the cooking, which... As you both know, Audrey loves to do. Like, when I saw it, it really spoke to me in that I like that this young man is trying to find his footing, not only for himself, but in his blended family. And as you know, we're a blended family. So on a personal level, it really spoke to me.
Well, when you speak of blended, you're talking more cultural, or you're, I mean, neither of you are like second marriage or anything.
No, we're not second marriage.
Exactly. Well, so what do you mean blended? I don't get that.
Blended as in I am 100% Indian subcontinent. Ted is half Filipino, half Caucasian. Audrey's 50% Indian, quarter Caucasian, quarter Filipina. So blended as in she is a blended individual. This young man, Abe, as he likes to call himself, is half Jewish, half Muslim. And, you know, he's looking at his birthday cakes with the iterations of his name and why his father doesn't drink and why his grandparents don't get along. And he's just trying to find himself.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I love, yeah, definitely. I love the mentor, though. I think the mentor, to me, was my favorite part of the trailer.
So he finds the guy at Coney Island or something? Or where was he?
I have no idea.
I mean, it's like a Coney Island hot dog. And next thing you know, the guy's like a culinary expert.
Well, it was a fusion place. So it's like more than just a hot dog.
Oh, fusion. It's like hot dog and mustard.
And you know what? And the funny thing is the kid is like the fusion of the cultures or what have you as well.
I like that. That's cool.
Oh, that's a good a good insight, because like they're fusing the, like I always wonder too, it's like Filipino fusion. What are you fusing? But when you look at fusion and then like the Clarissa's on to something there. I like that. So it's more than the Romeo and Juliet that I picked up on, maybe.
Well, I like when he says, what does he say? You have fusion confusion when it's like a ramen taco.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Instead, it should have been like falafel, whatever. I don't even know.
Cultural appropriation, I believe the grandfather says.
So, Abe, this is another Apple TV Plus?
Is it?
I'm asking. It's another A Plus, right? Or what?
A Plus. I love how you call it an A Plus and D Plus.
Well, it's an A Plus in my book. I mean, I'm not looking at streaming services the way
you gotta look at streaming services. How else do you know if you're even going to be able to see it or not?
Well, we can see almost everything.
Well, like Disney Plus is D Plus and Netflix is like N Plus. It's not even a plus. I don't even know what I'm watching anymore. All I know is there's like a plus on everything now.
Speaking of the pluses, we're having some difficulties getting all the pluses on all the different devices in the house. So like in the family room, everything streams out here, but like on the laptops and the TV in our bedroom, not everything comes in.
The 49 incher.
Yeah, it's
fun. So what's the deal with the 49 incher though? You don't have access to all the TV or all the channels, or what's going on there?
I think it's one too many screens for what we have going on. So Audrey decided that she's going to get her own Netflix. So she signed up for her month-long trial. So she signed up for that today. So that we can get another.
She got a job?
So we can get another four screens. You know, I said, oh, that's good. Good luck. She's like, it's not going to cost anything. And then I said, oh, but there'll be that screen. Don't come and get me when it shows that screen. And then she did.
Wait, what screen? The you got to pay now screen?
Yeah, the exactly. Screen of like, we won't charge your credit card until, you know, April 12th, but you know, we will. But you know, the cool thing about Netflix is they're so boss that they tell you when it's coming up. They don't want to like surprise charge you. Like a week before your trial's up, they're like, you got a week left in your trial. If you don't want us to charge you, you know, just call us and cancel, because I know you can't.
Ted says they're boss. That's amazing.
Considering that he works for the competition.
I mean, are you going to watch Abe?
Yes.
You will watch. Well, you guys have D Plus though, right?
Yes. A Plus.
Or A plus. Yeah, this is on A plus.
We have A plus, D plus, Hulu.
H plus.
AP plus.
Let's jump over to Scoob. Scoob.
Scoob.
What did I ask you?
Scoob was my only selection for this week.
Ted, I ask myself every week, why am I talking to you? Your wife picks the good ones. I think like every other reboot, this one's going to fail too.
Oh, no.
Don't say that.
Come on, Wag.
I don't know. I think it'll be pretty cute.
Wag is funny.
Looks
so
awful.
The thing I liked about it, it's self-aware.
So I said to Ted, what's this called? And he said, an origin story. And I was like, oh yeah, that's what it's called.
But the thing is, though, I got that gist right away, and then they tell you it's an origin story. I mean, don't they trust their audience to, like, figure it out?
No, I think that they're self-aware. You know, they understand that the Scooby-Doo audience knows that it's all about a man in a mask. It's all about a mystery with an old man trying to get rich, and they pull the mask off. And the coolest thing about the whole trailer is the fact that he says that I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you. And he gets a door slammed in his face, you know?
And then they say it's not about a man in the mask. It's about one of us, which I thought was the best part.
So you're saying self-aware because they're looking at their history.
Yes, the lineage of, you know, every other or every single Scooby-Doo mystery has always been one thing, a man in a mask trying to get rich, and the crew and the mystery machine trying to solve it, you know? So this is the origin story of, you know, Shaggy and Scooby's love. Shaggy's and Scooby's, you know,
best friendship.
Best friend origin, and then carried into a new space where hopefully there's something new. And I think, you know, when you have WAG, which is Warner Animated something, Warner Animated Movies, they have all the Lego movies. They know how to do that irreverent, self-referential space. So I think that's what they do in this, you know?
Do you think Scooby talks too much?
Yes.
In this one, he does, for sure.
I mean, if you think about the original cartoon, he was almost like a minion, right? Yeah. He had that gibberish where he said just enough to where it was like, you got the gist, but he didn't really say much.
Yes.
Well, yeah, his friends understood him, but everybody else was like, what?
Yes, yes, yes.
I think the thing about the dog is he needs to not talk like he's a human, but more like a kind of a growl speak like in the old days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't understand this Blue Falcon, this Mark Wahlberg.
No, Falcon Fury. Falcon Fury. Come on. He's not a Blue Falcon.
Get it right.
Are you sure? Because according to IMDb, his character name is Blue Falcon.
Ooh, voiced by our own Spencer Confidential Mark Wahlberg.
Do you know what Blue Falcon means?
No, do you?
Well, yes.
Well, enlighten us.
So in the Army, when you had somebody who was like screwing up constantly, they were a Blue Falcon.
Oh.
So is Mark Wahlberg a screw up in this movie?
No, it was kind of like, it's a derogatory term that's really bad. I don't want to say it.
Okay, don't say
it. Is it Private Pyle? Is it like Private Pyle?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
But do you get the sense he's a little bit too Marvel?
Yes. I think it's trying to poke fun at the Marvel space, you know? So another thing to make fun of. I think there's nothing off limits on what they're making fun of in this one. So that I have a lot of hope for this, like Clarissa. I think it could live up to the hype of this trailer. It could also fall short. So, you know, it's a toss up. But I want to see it.
Yeah, definitely going to be 50-50.
Yeah.
So like you said though, like they like well actually I think they work too hard for the joke.
Mm.
Because as they go on, like, they're really working at it.
And maybe they kind of spent a lot of the jokes in the trailer.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, too. I hate when that happens in trailers.
Again, we're not the demographic.
And speaking of not the demographic, I think the Falcon Fury's dab plays right into the boys' wheelhouse.
Really?
Because they dab.
Yeah.
Are they still dabbing? So dabbing's still a thing?
Yes.
Well, I guess at morning aerobics at school, they dab.
I will say that I've grown accustomed to calling myself out and saying "Okay, Boomer" a lot, you know, because that's the way the teenagers
"Okay, Boomer."
That's the way teenagers make fun of adults. But I did that to Audrey this evening. I, you know, tried to self deprecate, and she goes, "It's over. Nobody says 'Okay, Boomer' anymore."
Oh, I thought you were talking to my in-laws, and you were like, "Hey, Frank, okay, Boomer."
No, you don't have to be a boomer to get okay boomered.
Oh, is that what it is?
Us Gen Xers can get okay boomered just as easily.
Okay, Gen Xer.
Doesn't work. Doesn't roll off the tongue.
I heard a little bit about okay boomer here and there, mm-hmm. but that was like a big thing for a while.
I think a couple months ago, and I thought, oh man, okay, a couple months ago, I thought I would have at least 3 to 6 months of, you know, being cool by saying okay boomer to myself, and then I put okay boomer months. In a poll for work, so I made a Slack poll.
This is at work?
At work, because we're going to be working remotely for a couple weeks.
I said to Ted, if you love me and your children, you will work remotely if your children are out of school prior to spring break. And he said, yes, I love you. And I was like, if you don't want me drunk, passed out in the driveway, you better figure out how you can work from home. So they've been working on that all week, how everyone can work remotely as we have this lead up into the self-sequester. Because really, there's no quarantine.
I like calling it a lockdown.
Do you get the feel that this is kind of like a precursor to the zombie apocalypse?
Overkill. I literally told the guy at Trader Joe's today, I said, we're ready for the zombie apocalypse. There's two things that could happen out of this. We could have the zombie apocalypse, or we could have Ready Player One. You know, we could all put VR headsets on and just, like, you know, never go back to work. Yeah.
I'd probably prefer that one. I don't need to get eaten by my neighbor.
Wait, the boys...
Arm not up.
Do the boys watch Phineas and Ferb?
Oh!
Yeah.
So getting to what we're watching, let's jump ahead really quick since we're kind of done with all the other stuff. So the boys discovered the Star Wars Phineas and Ferb. I haven't watched it, but they're watching it.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Have they seen the zombie one?
I have no idea. They've been watching like a bunch of them, and maybe I'm a bad parent because I'm not paying attention.
Doofenshmirtz, what's it called? Doofenshmirtz.
Doofenshmirtz becomes a zombie.
But it's not a zombie. It's like the most gentle zombie.
It's the most, yes. And it's like.
What does he say? He says
he's like a pharmacist. This is pharmacist. There's a pharmacist everywhere. And that is how we explained the zombie apocalypse to Audrey and Bryce. And I'm like...
When they were younger.
Yes. If there's a zombie apocalypse, you two are going to be eaten because you guys do not listen and follow directions. And I'm just going to leave you. Don't laugh, Clarissa. It's true.
No, I mean, that's the number one thing. And the one thing I have to say, too, is... They come up to me and they say, Daddy, can we watch? I said, what do you want to watch? He said, I want to watch that funny Star Wars.
Funny Star Wars. I mean, there's like 9 episodes. Which one are you talking about?
I don't know, but you're so right, though, because the minute there's a zombie apocalypse, like, they're the first two I'm leaving behind.
Well, okay.
Because they're going to get everybody killed.
Okay, I hate to say it, but I think Timmy would probably be okay. Mikey?
Well, oh, man.
You know, during the zombie apocalypse,
they're going to get everybody eaten.
The first thing I'm doing in the zombie apocalypse is I'm finding the good urologist because I gotta get this, you know, vasectomy reversed.
Okay, explain why.
Because during a zombie apocalypse, you have to procreate. You have to make humans.
Half the population's going to be eaten, Jimmy.
Yeah, but don't you realize your offspring's going to be, like, crying, and they're going to, like, lead to everyone's death? The last thing you need is an infant.
That's the Quiet Place.
That is
place
very
too.
True.
That's the wrong trailer. That's a Quiet Place too.
Oh yeah, all these movies are getting delayed, Jimmy.
Wait, movies are getting delayed?
Yes, they're pushing Quiet Place 2 off. I think they're pushing off by a month.
Yeah, and
they're
Fast
pushing
and
Mulan.
Furious.
They're pushing Fast and the Furious
and James Bond.
James Bond. They're
I sent
all pushing
you the link.
Them.
Didn't you look at the link?
come on, I don't do my homework.
Dude,
you know that.
I'm at work until late. I don't read anything.
We all had to work, Ed. Sorry.
What are you saying? I don't work.
No, so what you're saying is they're pushing them off because they're afraid people aren't going to go to the movie theater?
The box office is going to tank for the next
apocalypse.
Month.
No one's going out of their house.
Okay, I guess so.
We'll put the link in the show notes.
After Phineas and Ferb, Star Wars, and zombies, and I got to catch up with all that because I'm looking for a good time.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
But what are you guys watching?
Well, we're trying to watch Picard together.
Okay, that's still going on because Ted talked about that last week.
Right.
And then everything else he wants to watch, I watch with my eyelids closed.
I watched Spencer Confidential, and I heard you watch Spencer Confidential this week as well.
We did on separate days because Jim watched it on Saturday on his trainer, and then I watched it on Sunday when I was doing my trainer.
Awesome.
Oh, it's good trainer fodder. I mean, it was a good action movie. It's like you don't have to pay attention when you miss a scene or two. It's like I still know what's going on.
Yeah, I definitely fell asleep during some quiet parts and then woke up for some loud parts.
We didn't fall asleep. It's like 10 in the morning. I'm going like I'm at my like VO2 max.
Well, I saw it at 2 o'clock in the morning last night, so a little different.
Okay, there you go.
But I thought it had too many slow parts. I thought it.
Did you really?
Yeah, I thought
that
it didn't.
The thing last night that made me start.
Yeah, it didn't. You know, in the beginning, it was when they killed that dirty cop. Sorry, spoiler alert. You know, Anne was sleeping on the sofa, and I was watching, and I had to turn it up because it's so hard to hear Mark Wahlberg and Post Malone talking while they're fighting. You know. And then I turned it up a little bit, but by the time they're killing the dirty cop, Anne woke up and she was...
I just wish he would bathe, you know what I'm saying?
What?
I just wish he would bathe. The dirty cop.
Ah. Oh, dirty cops.
Okay, go on. I'll be performing the rest of the week until our next episode.
But yeah, so Ed wakes up to him like getting, you know, macheted in the parking lot or whatever. She's like, what is this? What is going on? Like, it's like she woke up to Walking Dead, which she's also done.
Yes. So he goes, let's watch this. It's your Mark Wahlberg show. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then.
You like Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah, I think he's a great actor.
And he took his shirt off.
And he took his shirt off. I missed that whole bit, but my eyes were closed. And then all I wake up is a chop, chop, chop. I'm a cop. And like, machete's out.
Oh, that scene. Yeah.
And Ted's like, now you wake up.
In the bus barn.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, overall, I thought it was, you know, it's typical, just Fast and the Furious, popcorn fodder. I mean, just overall, you know, entertainment. It
Definitely.
Was fun.
Yes, entertainment.
Yeah, I agree. But I think the ratio was off. It was like 40-60, and it should have been 60-40.
And the ratio of what?
Action to plot and story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you think there should have been more action?
Yeah, 100%. Like, if you look at Six Underground is like the perfect action movie of this, you know, contemporary age of the streaming space.
Six Underground. Okay, I haven't seen it. I'll watch it.
Oh, God. I mean, just the first 25 minutes is a car chase in Milan. No, and where's the Uffizi? Florence.
So it's better than like Bullet.
Oh God, no, it's awesome. They have a car chase in the middle of the Uffizi, the museum in Florence. And they spin out next to the David statue, you know. They do like donuts and
what's the movie with all the Cooper Mini Coopers doing their car chase?
Italian Job, one of Anne's favorites.
Mark Wahlberg
again. Oh, the Italian Job, yeah. So you're saying it's better than that car chase?
Huh. Well, it might be, and what? it's you didn't see it. I saw both.
No, we're gonna catch Six Underground. I think after we hang up here tonight,
the next trainer movie,
or really good trainer fodder,
or trainer fodder. Yeah, Clarissa is right.
So wait, what are you guys watching this week?
Spencer Confidential. We're continuing with Lost in Space, and we got to the point the robot's back, and then. Outside of Clarissa's purview, I have started Dirty Money, the second season of Dirty Money on Netflix.
Doesn't that just piss you off, though? Like, I started watching that, and I'm like, there's nothing I can do about this.
Why do you think I pedal so hard? I pedal in anger. Like, as I pedal the bike, I'm like, these MFers, and I'm like pedaling my ass off, you know?
So,
because there's nothing I can do but pedal hard.
So you guys get to pedal in the safe space of your home. I said to Ted, so you're not going to the gym anymore? And he goes, no. I said, so you're running on the street? And he goes, oh, I don't know. I was like, are you running around Lake Balboa? And he goes, I don't know. Am I allowed to? And I was like, oh, I don't know. It's not like a country quarantine. And I was like, you're one human being running around a lake. I don't know. Can you get in trouble for that?
Plus, you know, the best thing for viruses, UV light.
Well, wait a minute, though. So you're telling me people are going to, the like law enforcement's going to be on you for going out for a run? No, come on. We're not, this ain't martial law.
No, we're just saying.
Well, in Italy, they're fining people 60 euros for being outside, I think.
Oh, come on, man. This is like getting out of... what did I say earlier? You can't spell pandemic without panic.
We're going to get draconian like China.
It would never happen.
Here's the problem. You're going to quarantine everybody. The whole thing's going to go away. And then you're going to say, okay, people, you're free to go about your business. And nobody's immune. And they're all going to wind up infected.
Well, did I not share the matchstick meme with you as to why we're having social distancing?
It's social distancing. No, I don't. I have no idea,
you know,
why.
It's good for social distancing. Podcast listening.
Oh, nah. I thought bad breath.
Ooh, perfect.
So wait a minute. Are you serious? It's podcast listening?
Podcast listening is the perfect cure, you know, because you get to be around people in your ear, but you don't have to share their germs.
In your ear.
No, are you kidding? Or are you being serious?
No, I'm half joking, but you know, the four of us could all have coronavirus and people could listen to us and not catch it. So I think we're fine.
No, I thought there was something where you were saying like, oh, avoid coronavirus, listen to podcasts. Something like that.
I did say that on Twitter, so you know it was a joke that
Ted,
I was throwing out there.
Bitcast it.
Exactly. Bitcast, you can
hang on, let me say it more clearly. Avoid coronavirus. Listen to podcasts. Specifically Trailer Junkies Podcast.
On Bitcast FM.
I'm sorry,
on Bitcast FM. There, I'll cut that in. That's your advertisement. I'll cut it all together and we just got it. I'll make it like a little bit you could do, and it'll just say like, you know, avoid coronavirus by listening to podcasts on Bitcast FM.
I love it.
Boom, we just got it. There it is. There's the drop.
Clarissa, are you watching something independently of Jimmy?
I'm still working on Grimm, but I haven't really watched it much because we go to bed so early and wake up so late. I mean, go to bed so early, wake up so early, and I have been working really late most nights. So I pretty much get home, do the bedtime thing with the boys and eat, and then I'm in bed.
Pass out. except for Fridays, but we robbed you of this Friday, so sorry.
Ah, c'est la vie.
We know what Clarissa watches on Fridays.
Yeah, Grimm, for I think it's going to be for years.
It's hilarious. Like, we'll finish with a show, and I'll walk in. I'll be like, you're still watching this? I said, she's like, yeah, it's season three. I'm like, season three? How many seasons are there? Like, she doesn't watch anything. But I guess when it's like one episode a week for how many weeks?
It's like real time. It's like when Grimm was out for real.
Two and a half.
You know, she wants to experience. She's experiential when it comes to these shows.
Uh-huh.
So she interjects commercials even when they're not there.
It's real life.
She goes
life,
looking
Jimmy.
For ads.
It's real life. It's how television was made to be consumed in its infancy.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, you know what though? I binge watch. I do two episodes a week.
Wow.
Wait, last week did you talk about my Back to the Future with Tom Holland?
No, we didn't talk about that, but you would know that if you listened to the podcast.
I have to listen to you in real life. Thanks so much.
Well, we did not because it is a fake and we don't want to like perpetuate like
no,
fakeness.
No fake news in Trailer Junkies podcast.
Okay, well then we digress. I'm going to go drink and leave you. I love you all. Clarissa, I'm going to consume alcohol. Wow. I'll see you guys on the flip side.
At some point.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's it, and we're out of here, and you guys been doing a couple of things to watch, and we got our trailers in for tonight, and you guys had Prosecco and some beer, and we drank some beer, and I'm done, but Clarissa has, like, one sip left, and we're out of here.
Awesome. I will say that I think I handled my 17%er pretty well.
17, and it was a 16-ouncer?
No, it was it? It was more than that, right? What are these tall boys?
Oh, I don't know. You tell me.
What are the tall boys?
16, I think. Oh, it might be a 22?
One pint. What's one pint?
16.
Okay.
But still a 16 at 17? Yikes.
And I had a glass of Prosecco before this. So.
Oh, man, Ted. Good thing you're not as skinny as me.
All right.
All right, man. You have a good
night.
Have a good
night. Bye.
Next week, join Jim and Ted as they disarm another Hollywood bomb or marketing masterpiece. Remember, the holy trinity of podcasting. Subscribe, like, share.
Special thanks to Jeremy Kent Jackson for the voiceover and Rahelio for the music.